52 degrees in Nashville, and the storm is rolling in. It's going to be windy in the afternoon and then rain all night long. Good morning, I'm Justin Barney, and here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Tennessee is one of a few Republican-led states rushing to draw new congressional maps before the midterms this fall. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao reports lawmakers are meeting in Nashville today to consider dividing Memphis's Democratic stronghold.
U.S. Senator and gubernatorial candidate Marsha Blackburn has cheered on the special session.
It is time for us to cement President Trump's agenda.
The last-minute redistricting effort was spurred by a U.S. Supreme Court case that undid protections for majority black districts like Memphis.
Mid-decade redistricting is new, but attempts to take away the voting rights of black people is not new.
That's Democratic Representative Justin J. Pearson of Memphis. He points to the historical obstacles black voters have faced, from physical violence to Jim Crow-era laws that kept black voters from casting a ballot. Pearson is running against incumbent U.S. Representative Steve Cohen, who has asked lawmakers not to adopt new maps. Here he is outside the Lorraine Hotel in Memphis, where Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated.
They don't have to do it, but they're getting immense amount of pressure from the White House. That's where it's coming from. Donald Trump wants an extra seat.
Some Republicans are hesitant, citing Tennessee code that bans mid-decade redistricting. Some have asked for their constituents to weigh in. Since the filing deadline has already passed for the midterm elections, the legislature would have to come up with a new election timeline along with new maps. That could mean candidates like Pearson and Cohen would have to refile before early voting starts in July. Mariana Bacchiao, WPLN News.
Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell is officially seeking re-election. He made the announcement yesterday after putting forward his vision for the city's spending priorities last week. So far, O'Connell's biggest project has been the Choose How You Move program, which expands the city's transportation services and infrastructure. O'Connell already faces an opponent in the race. Metro Council member Joyce Stiles announced her candidacy in January. This is not one of the races that will be on the ballot today or later this year. Nashville will elect its next mayor in 2027. Today is a local election day in Tennessee. Many counties are holding primaries for judges and school board members. In some communities, including Rutherford, Williamson, and Wilson counties, the county mayor and some commissioner seats are up for grabs. Polls will be open until 7 p.m. You'll find more news at WPLN.org, and you can follow us on Instagram at WPLN.